Hi, I'm Kelly Burley, along with OSU President Burns Hargis, and this is Campus Connection for Thursday, April 5th, 2018. Hi, Burns.
How are you doing, Kelly?
I am great, sir, and an exciting milestone to begin for an OSU program that's preparing future educators.
That's right. Actually, about 4 years ago, we commenced what's known as OSU Teach, and this is a program that really came out of the University of Texas, where stipends are provided to STEM students. So if you're getting a major in science, technology, engineering, math, and the like, you can also get some pedagogy courses so that you can teach in the secondary schools. And as you know, we have a desperate need for teachers generally, but especially STEM teachers. I mean, people who are really teachers that are really experts in the subject that they're teaching. It's a program that's a collaboration between our College of Arts and Sciences and the College of Education, Health, and Aviation. The program is funded by the National Math and Science Initiative, that's funded by the Hughes Foundation. OSU was selected as Oklahoma's only program in 2014. And yesterday, we are excited to see the first cohort of OSU Teach graduates, and it's exciting to see what they will accomplish. There were about 14 of them. And they're all excited about getting in the classroom. They've already, of course, been doing student teaching, but now it's the real thing. And I'll shake their hands here in a few weeks, and they're off to save the world.
And it burns, a second celebration is taking place today.
It is. This afternoon, the grand opening ceremony of the Ferguson Family Dairy Center. This facility was made possible by a gift from Larry and Kayleen Ferguson and the Ferguson Family Foundation. Larry and Kayleen, believe it or not, Kelly, met in the old dairy barn, which dated back to 1920. This upgraded facility will be state-of-the-art. It'll elevate this program to even greater success. Our dairy center actually produces 2.3 million pounds of milk a year and does very valuable research. We will be celebrating this new facility in Helms Hall, which houses students who work at the center. Helms Hall was named for Kayleen Ferguson's parents, longtime dairy industry champions. We're very excited about this, and we're still raising funds to make additional enhancements to this wonderful facility.
Finally, Burns, a quick drive by the corner of Washington and McElroy. There's a lot of dirt being turned right now for a big new facility for OSU baseball.
You're exactly right. We've announced that we have the private funds necessary to move forward on this fantastic new facility. It'll be ready for the 2020 baseball season. The seating is about 6,000, but can be expanded to 8,000 if needed. Features suites and a club setting. It's another state-of-the-art facility. Started preliminary work on the complex, and with this top-class facility and the leadership of Coach Josh Holliday, Rob Walton, and the rest of the staff, we are very excited about the future of OSU baseball.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.